the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that American citizens may sue in U.S. courts to recover private property seized by Nazis during World War II. The 6-3 ruling could have profound implications for other suits involving seized property and for suits over human rights violations. Yesterday's ruling involves some of the most important Austrian artwork of the 20th century. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
At the center of yesterday's ruling are the star paintings in Austria's state-owned museum known as the Gallery. The most famous is a shimmery golden portrait of Adele Blochbauer, the wife of a Jewish sugar magnate who commissioned the work from artist Gustav Klimt in the early 20th century.
I grew up with those paintings.
Maria Blochbauer-Altman is the niece of Adele and Ferdinand Blochbauer. She remembers her aunt's untimely death in 1925 and how her uncle kept the Klimt portrait of his wife along with five other Klimts in the bedroom as a kind of memorial. By the late 1930s, though, the Nazis were in power. Ferdinand and other family members fled, and the Nazis confiscated everything in the Blochbauer's palatial home. When the war was over, the Austrian government claimed ownership of the Klimt paintings, asserting that Adele Blochbauer had willed them to the government upon her death. In fact, though, new documents uncovered just 5 years ago suggest a far darker story, that the Austrian government conspired with the Nazis to loot the Blochbauer mansion, and then after the war, that the Austrian government hid the real ownership of the paintings. Among recently discovered papers is a letter never disclosed to the heirs, in which a museum administrator admitted that the gallery had no legitimate claim of ownership. In the face of these revelations, the Austrian government still claimed ownership of the paintings, however, and so Ferdinand's only direct heir, Maria Altman, at age 88 and now a U.S. citizen, sued the Austrian government in the United States. She contended that the Austrian Museum acquired the paintings fraudulently.
It is strictly a question of justice. They are basing this on a lie. These paintings are not theirs. These paintings belong to us.
Mrs. Altman concedes that Adele Blochbauer did request that the paintings be given eventually to the Austrian State Museum, but it was her husband who owned the paintings, and Adele's request was made before her untimely death in 1925, when few could have imagined the rise of Adolf Hitler.
She had no idea. She would have never requested her husband, even in a dream, to leave these to the gallery after a number of her friends were murdered, committed suicide. I mean, it is totally incomprehensible that such a thing would have happened.
Mrs. Altman sued for the paintings under a law passed by Congress in 1976 called the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act, which generally gives foreign countries immunity from lawsuits in the U.S. courts, except in cases involving violations of international law. She claimed that the illegal expropriation of her family's artwork was just such a violation, and that Austria thus had no immunity from suit. But Austria countered that even if she were right, that the law did not apply to acts that occurred before the law was passed in 1976. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court, however, ruled in favor of Mrs. Altman and against the Austrian government. Writing for the 6-member court majority, Justice John Paul Stevens said that the clear language of the statute suggests that Congress intended the act to apply to conduct that occurred before the law was enacted as well as after it was enacted. In dissent, Justice Anthony Kennedy, joined by Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justice Clarence Thomas, accused the majority of, quote, opening foreign nations worldwide to vast potential liability for expropriations in regard to conduct that occurred generations ago, including claims that have been subject to international negotiations and agreement. Mrs. Altman was ecstatic with the 6-3 victory.
This is the biggest triumph for me, that they have to admit publicly now how everything that they said was not true.
The Supreme Court's opinion yesterday, however, does not guarantee ultimate victory for Mrs. Altman. The court majority left open the possibility that the lower courts could still throw the case out on other grounds, particularly if the United States government says there is a policy interest in doing so. Indeed, so far, the Bush administration has consistently sided with the Austrian government in this case and against Mrs. Altman. Mrs. Altman, however, says she will fight on, though she's open to compromise.
I have no idea what they could do, and I have no idea what they will do. I have a feeling that they will now come to their senses. They couldn't let it come to a trial because it would bring too much dirt out against the Austrians.
But compromise is difficult here, since the portrait of Adele Blockbauer alone is valued at somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million if Mrs. Altman wants to sell it. And short of that, she says, her preference would be to have the portrait and other paintings in a U.S. or Canadian museum. Lawyers for the Austrian government said yesterday that they had not yet decided how to proceed, but noted that the Supreme Court had set out a variety of ways in which they could still seek the dismissal of the case from the U.S. courts. And a spokesman for the Austrian government said, if there is to be a trial in the U.S., so be it, that the Austrian government would prevail. Mrs. Altman, though, was savoring her victory and thinking of her aunt, who died at such a young age, oblivious to the peril that would soon come, and her uncle, who fled to Switzerland and died in poverty shortly after the war was over. Jews don't believe in an afterlife, but she says she hopes they know what has happened this week.
I just hope they do and smile. it's a fantastic thing what the Supreme Court did. And I'm just unbelievably grateful.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.